The Spirit Voice, or Liberty Call to the Disfranchised by Charles Lewis Reason. Come, rouse ye brothers, rouse! Appeal now breaks from lowest island to our gallant lakes. 'Tis summoning you, who long in bonds have lain, to stand up manful on the battle plain, each as a warrior with his armor bright, prepared to battle in a bloodless fight. Hark! How each breeze that blows o'er Hudson's tide is calling loudly on your birthright pride, and each near cliff whose peak fierce storms has stood shouts back responsive to the calling flood. List, from those heights that once with freedom rung, and those broad fields where earth has oft-times sung, a voice goes up, invoking men to prove how dear is freedom and how strong their love. From every obscure vale and swelling hill, the spirit tones are mounting, louder still, from out the din where noble cities rise on Mohawk's banks. The peal ascends the skies. Responding sweet with morning's opening praise, the sound commingle far to where the rays of light departing sink to partial sleep, mid caverned gems in Erie's bosomed deep. Nor yet less heard, from inland slopes it swells, in chiming music with the village bells, and mixes loud e'en with the ocean's waves, like shrilled voiced echo in the mountain caves. 'Tis calling you, who now too long have been sore victims suffering under legal sin, to vow no more to sleep, till raised and freed from partial bondage to a life indeed. Behold ye now, here consecrate from toil and love, your homes abide on holy soil. To these, as sacred temples, fond you cling, for thence alone life's narrow comforts spring. 'Tis here the twilight of existence broke, the first warm throbbings of your hearts awoke. Here first o'er you, fond mothers, watched and prayed. Here friendship rose and holy vows were made. On yon familiar height or gentle stream, you first did mark the pleasant moonlight gleam. Here, happy, laughed o'er life in cradled bloom, and here, first pensive, wept at age's tomb. Yes, many a sire, with burnt and furrowed brow, here died, in hope that you, in freedom now, would feel the boasted pledge your country gave, that her defender should not be her slave. And wherefore, round your homes has not been thrown that guardian shield which strangers call their own. Why now do ye, as your poor fathers did, bow down in silence to what tyrants bid, and sweat and bleed from early morn till eve, to earn a dower less than beggars leave? Why are ye pleased to delve at mammon's nod, to buy that manhood which is yours from God, free choice to say who worthy is to lead your country's cause, to give your heartfelt meed of praise to him that, barring custom's rule, would nobly dare attack the cringing tool that with a selfish aim and ruthless hand would tear in twain love's strong and holy band? Why can ye not, as men who know and feel what most is needed for your nation's weal, stand in her forums and with burning words urge on the time when to the bleeding herds, whose minds are buried now in polar night, hope shall descend when freedom's mellow light shall break and usher in the endless day that from Orleans to Passamaquoddy Bay despots no more may earthly homage claim, nor slaves exist to soil Columbia's name. Then up, awake, nor let dull slumber waste your soul's devotion. Life doth bid you haste. The captive, in his hut, with watchful ear, awaits the sweet triumphant songs to hear that shall proclaim the glorious jubilee when crippled thousands shall in truth be free. Come, rouse ye brothers, rouse, nor let the voice that shouting calls you onward to rejoice be heard in vain. But with ennobled souls, let all whom now an unjust law controls press on in strength of mind, in purpose bent, to live by right, to swell the free tones sent on southern airs from this, your native state, a glorious promise for the captive's fate. Then up, and vow no more to sleep, till freed from partial bondage to a life indeed.